From the beginning, our first reading tells us our God and wisdom walk side by side, and God in his divine wisdom created man. Well, suffice it to say that our God and Creator loves us and has elevated us above all other creatures. And among all the other gifts that he has shared with us is some small portion of that divine wisdom. And with that is the ability to learn and to understand. Then building upon this wisdom and understanding, slowly, in God's own time, he began to reveal his truths to us, usually in very small doses, occasionally in quantum leaps like at Mount Sinai, and of course the wealth of divine revelation bestowed by his Son during his brief lifetime on earth. Of course, Jesus' ascension into heaven did not spell the end of revealed truth, because Jesus, ever true to his promise, sent the Holy Spirit to help form and guide the church. Many believe that divine revelation ends with the early church, but we as Catholics believe that the Holy Spirit continues to guide his church and, as we are deemed ready, continues to build on the wealth of revealed truth through the teaching authority of the church. But sometimes humans, in their arrogance, find no room for the God who gave us these gifts and think if we cannot figure it out, it just must not be so. So much for the doctrine of the feast that we celebrate today, the Holy Trinity. The Trinity is certainly a revealed truth, and many theologians have tackled the task of explaining it, some more successfully than others, but in the end, all inadequately. For the Holy Trinity is a mystery, which by definition lends itself to any number of explanations and at the same time cannot be explained at all. I love classic movies, and upon reading today's gospel, I could not help recalling a courtroom scene from one of my favorites from 30 years ago. A young Navy defense attorney challenges a senior officer on the witness stand with a very loud and emphatic, "I want the truth," and was answered with an even more loud and emphatic, "You can't handle the truth." Well, Jesus, of course, speaks much more kindly than that exchange in the movie, but his message is essentially the same. "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." Then he tells us when he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. But with this promise, there is no timeline. The Spirit has and will certainly continue to guide us to all truth. But it will be in God's own time when we're ready. There is a story that once St. Augustine was walking on a beach, contemplating the Trinity. As he walked, he saw a small boy with a seashell taking water from the ocean and pouring it into the hole in the sand. When Augustine asked the boy what he was doing, the boy told him he was emptying the ocean into the hole. The amused saint told the boy that there was not enough time in all eternity for him to complete such a task. Unflustered, the boy stated he would, in fact, empty the ocean before Augustine could explain the Trinity. St. Augustine learned what we must all accept, that with true wisdom and understanding must come humility. Much remains unexplained until such time as God decides we are ready. Possibly not until eternity. So how are we to cope with such mysteries as the Holy Trinity? For that we must learn to turn to those gifts St. Paul talks about in our second reading. Love of God, hope in His promises, and until we can handle the explanation behind the truth,